It's Monday, the 17th of February, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The SWAPO Central Committee has endorsed Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa as the sole candidate for the Extraordinary Congress scheduled for 7 to 9 March 2025. The decision follows deliberations on recommendations made by the Politburo on 12 February 2025. Meanwhile, reports indicate that the vice president position will be frozen until 2027. Public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo explains the significance of this development.
This is a party matter. The party have decided so. But what we are reading is there are concerns that they have that filling that position now might create disunity. But I think, in my view, it's postponing challenges. If there are disunity and you want that position to be contested in 2027, there's nothing that will make the unity work in between until that time. So if it is about certain dynamics and challenges that are prevailing in the party now, there's nothing that they will make it that by 2027 they will disappear.
Inflation eased to 3.2% in January, reflecting a consistent decline due to reduced costs in key sectors. However, the month-on-month inflation rate rose to 1.1% from 0.2% in December of 2024. Capricorn Asset Management's Floris Berg.
The 3.2% is actually a fairly big surprise to me on the positive side. I was really expecting inflation to take quite a bit of a jump in January, basically on the back of an assumption about rental escalations in the housing component. Rental escalations have been so low for so long. The anecdotal evidence that one gets from the property market is that things are picking up quite strongly, especially in the rental side. The transport side, fuel price increases. I expect that we will see a 5% increase in fuel prices in February.
The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo has condemned the M23 rebels for seizing the eastern city of Bukavu and violating a ceasefire called by regional leaders at a recent summit in Tanzania.
Congolese authorities say the M23 rebels seized the city of Bukavu after government soldiers were ordered to retreat to avoid civilian deaths. Many soldiers abandoned their uniforms and guns as they fled. The fall of Bukavu comes 2 weeks after the strategic city of Goma fell into the hands of the M23 rebels. The DRC and the UN have accused Rwanda of backing the rebels, an accusation that Rwanda has denied. The UK, France, and the United Nations have warned that the escalating conflict may widen into a regional war. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
In a developing story now from South Africa, the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria has confirmed that it will forward a petition from a group of Afrikaners to U.S. President Donald Trump. Approximately 1,000 people gathered outside the embassy on Saturday, calling for U.S. intervention in South Africa's Expropriation Act. The government insists on no land grabs and no group is targeted, but activist Willem Pitzer claims the law impacts the Afrikaner community.
We thank Donald Trump for the steps he is taking, and we just want to say to America and to the West, despite the foreign policy decisions the South African government had taken in the past, the West does still have a friend here in South Africa. With the support of the West, we can make South Africa great again.
And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the Middle East but has not been invited to talks between the U.S. and Russia. Zelensky is in the UAE and is later due to travel to Saudi Arabia, where on Tuesday officials from Washington and Moscow will hold talks on ending the war in Ukraine.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the next few days will determine whether Russian President Vladimir Putin is serious about peace. He claims European nations, including Ukraine, will later have a chance to be part of any real negotiations. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine will never accept the outcome of any peace negotiations it doesn't participate in. The Kremlin says the talks, due to begin between Moscow and Washington on Tuesday, aim to restore the entire complex of Russian-American relations, including possible negotiations on Ukraine. Stuart Smith, Kyiv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.